Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. As work from home extends into its second year, many of the things we thought we've learned about working from home have been backed up by a major study released out of the UK recently. The UK's Office of National Statistics published a recent report on the work from home phenomenon, based on surveys of hundreds of thousands of people over nearly a decade from the country's annual population survey. Here are the four major findings from the work from home study. 1. Those who mostly work from home were less likely to get bonuses. This could reflect the bias that some employers have and some managers have about face time in the office. If we don't see people in person and see what they're doing, we're less likely to reward them. 2. Remote workers were less than half as likely to call in sick. The report simply found that people would just work through illnesses when they were working from home, and often employers would expect them to continue working even if they were sick because they were already home. 3. Remote workers did more hours of unpaid overtime. In 2020, people who mainly or recently worked from home did an average of 6 hours of unpaid overtime per week. That was almost double the 3.5 hours of unpaid overtime reported by workers who never worked remotely. And finally, 4, remote workers were much more likely to work in the evenings. Home workers were more likely to work between the hours of 6 p.m. and 11 p.m. compared with those never working at home, according to the ONS data. And this was a shift the study found from early in the pandemic when mostly working from home hours mirrored office work hours. But over time, workers began working more hours and working later into the evening. It's a really interesting report. I'll share a link to the article in the show notes, and I hope you think about the long-term impacts of extended working from home are having on yourself as well as your employees. That's it from the HR Happy Hour show on Alexa. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.